Now we left off last time with six dollars. Now up to six eight. Cat. All right. What is the first thing that is mentioned? What's a Yovish? וגבינו ודוגים שנים מחוקים הפסח ולמיזרו בהם מותר ליוחלום בפסח. Now what is the chidesh? I mean,
yeah, before
Pesach. Yes, I mean, what kind of chesh it could be?
Well,
it's not homes, butter. So what's the kumechu? No. Oh, I the kingdom also is mentioned. But what is the main thing that the Mechalot are doing? Melech. In other words, because the Melech might have some Perurim of Homet. Because it was not Mizrach for him. So the Melech might have... That there was some pirugim of chomet in the melech. Now, so why did Mutal Ochlo? Why did Mutal Ochlo?
Before
Pesach, so it becomes mashu. Mashu does not answer before Pesach, only on Pesach. Right. So Mutal Ochlo is Pesach. Right. Then that's the first thing. Then what's the other halacha? מי דוד מלוכים השרויים במים בפסח בכלי חומץ יש להחמיר. Why יש להחמיר there? דוד מלוכים השרויים במים בפסח בכלי חומץ. So if he soaked them in a חומץ בקטרה, on Pesach. So then it's יש להחמיר. Why is it יש להחמיר? Yes, so because of the Kli Chomet. Now, so what's the Shaila? Was it used in a hot state? He used it with Tainan. Now, Tainan, there is no place. Now, the Chomet, the Kli was a Chomet of the Kli. So in other words, the Kli was used in the course of the year, so it is used in hot state for Chomet. But now, they're home. It's cold. And the dog in the Luchim on attack. So why is it Yishvach near? Now it's dog in the Luchim. So now Meluach is already a Kereseach. But our work of Meluach already a Kereseach is only that it can be Mavliach to the Klippe. But it cannot be Mavli. That's called Ein Yericha Bekeli. In other words, that Meluach is Reseach to be Mavliach, but not to be Mavli. So then it shouldn't be us. It shouldn't be Osir. So why is it Osir? Why is it Osir? Dogim Luchim Ashruim B'mayim, why is it Osir? So it is Kovish. Now, so what is the Yish V'Hachmir? In other words, it's Kovish in Israel. Now, what kind of coalition is it? Coalition is less.
No, it's certainly author. Why, maybe?
It's called law. If it's coalition is less, then it will certainly be author.
Why, maybe?
If it's coalition is less, the coalition are very crucial. So the author is even before paper.
Yeah, but the law
of
the Mishra.
What? No, that's not the reason, no. It could be Mishra. The reason as to why it's not there is because the reason as to why it's not there only the Pesach, but it's not also Kedema Pesach, because the Mechaber does not have reference to a case where he kept his kovush for 24 hours. But he kept his kovush for how long? He kept his kovush for taking Yishiyahu al Gabriel Shviyatiyah. Yishiyahu al Gabriel Shviyatiyah. Now, so this is the shiur of kivul of kovush ligavitiyah. Now, here, if it's Dovi Meluchim, so then some juice will come out. Some juice will come out from the Dovi, and because of the Melach, so what will it be? It will be Tia. Now, there is a deal of COVID with Tia, even less than 24 hours. Now, we have a Machleke between the Drisha and the Shach, mentioned it last time. Whether now, Meliach is already Kriteach, but it cannot be Mavdik. How about Kovush B'tzir? Okay, is it only Kovush B'tzir is only Kriteach to be Mavdik, but not to be Mavdik? Or Kovush B'tzir, if it was Shege, Kideish Yawal Gabayish Yatiach, then it can be Mavdik also. So there is a Mavdik between the Drisha and the Shach. The Drisha says that if it's kovush b'tzir, if it's yawal gabayish v'yapiyah, then it can be mafrit also. And the shach says no. Shach says no. So, one second. So, Mimele, so the question is, why does it say only on Pesach it's oter, so it should be oter even before Pesach? Here it says, Miyudog m'luch ma'ashruim b'mayim b'Pesach, b'chli chomet yish la'ach mozorim b'eh. So why the m'kishimbir in the Pesach? The implication being that before Pesach it's Mutter. So Monavshach, is according to the Drisha, who says that when it's Kovush B'tzir in the Shiur, Kivishiyala on Gabriel Yishviyatiyah, so then before Pesach it should be Otter. And according to the Shach, it's not Mafling when it's Kovush only Kivishiyala on Gabriel Yishviyatiyah. So if you said that it should be Mutter. So the answer is, this goes according to everyone. This is true according to everyone, according to the Drisha Shite and according to the Shach Shite. Because even according to the Drisha, that the Kovush B'tzir, Kibshiyahu al Gabayish Yatiyah, is Matli, but here since there is Mayim, so the Mayim is Mevatel B'tzir Hatzir. It's ruined the Mayim. So the Mayim is Mevatel B'tzir Hatzir. So the Mele, it isn't much. So before Pesach, there is no substantial beer. I mean, it's not Pele to be Mavliya, substantially. But, since on Pesach, there is after the Mashu, so even though it's a Melicha B'Kelim, And here there is no deal of Kovush, because the Mayim is Mevatel B'tzir Hatzir. So what is the effect? Like Meliach, not like Kovush B'tzir. Yeah. The Mayim is Mevatel B'tzir Hatzir. But Mashu, it is Masli, and that will be Nivra. So that's why it's Oter on Pesach, but it's not Oter Kidma Pesach. Because Kidma Pesach, this does not have the effect of Kovush. What is it? That's right. Yeah, but according to the Drisha, so he Kovush B'tzir, so then others, and it's Mafli. The answer is here, there is no Kovush B'tzir. Why not? Because the Mayim is Mevatel B'tzir Hatzir. So he says the effect, not of Kodesh B'tzilah, he says the effect like Moriah. Moriah is not Matli from the Caleb. But even though it's not Matli from the Caleb, but the Mashu, it can be Matli. And so maybe before Pesach, it is Mutah. But they Pesach, it's Osah, because there is Mashu. In other words, Moriah cannot be Matli from the Kli, but the Mashu, it can be Matli. All right. The Chomer says on Mashu. And then the Ramot says, the Yesh Chelkin. Now what is the Yesh Chelkin as reference to? That's the first test. The first test. What did Mechaba say in the beginning of Sifei? That God saw Yodorish with Vino Vidogim Shemim Lechukirim HaPesach. So it's Mutal Lichon HaPesach. Why? Because even though it's likely that it has some Pirurim of the Melech, with which the Bosor and the Gvino were Nimlach. So, here's some Pirurim, but the Spot. So, the Ramot says, V'yesh Chelki U'machmirim. Now, so V'yesh Chelki U'machmirim, and they say, V'amine G'achmir, L'chatchirem. So, Shalom Yachir, Gvino, it's Vidogi, M'Bosor Yom. Why? Because of the possibility of Pirurim of Chomet being in the Melech. Now, so that is in accordance with the previous Ramon, the Ramon is Dalet. So he says that we passed in Ligabe Yahbelah, that we don't say Chedonia, but Ligabe Yahbelah, we do say Chedonia. Now we mentioned that there is a machleki between the Mogavrom and the Yorad. What's the chat in Ramon? According to Mogavrom, so by Yahbelah, we say Chedem Niyah, and from the real rabbi, it's not that we say Chedem Niyah by Yom Kiyovich. But, we are cases for the city of the Rosh, so the mayor, if it's Yom Kiyovich. So, he's after ruling of Chomet. So then, and when he's in Vashlet, on Pesach, so then, according to the Rosh, so there couldn't be any bickle in respect to all the three Hatichas together. So, here when we have, let's say, Yayin, and in the Yayin, there is the Pirurim of Chomet, so in respect to the whole thing, so that we couldn't say any bigger. So Memele, that's why there are more parts with that word, over Yovishi was Misarev before Pesach, so then it's also, if on Pesach it will be Mizbashel, or if on Pesach it will be Kodesh. But if it's not going to be Mizbashel on Pesach, and it's not going to be Kodesh on Pesach, then it's alright. So, that's the sheet of the Elirabe. So the Meir in regard to this Ramor also, it all depends. According to the Mogen Avrom Pshat, so when the Ramor says here, V'yesh Chelki U'machmir, so what does it mean? So we have to be machmir, even if the Boso Yovish and the Gvino and the Dogim Shemim Lechotirim HaPesach will not be Kovush on Pesach. It will still be also. According to Elirabe Pshat, so when the Ramot says V'yesh Chelki U'machmirim, so we did the same with Hamilik L'Achnu L'Chatchile, so we have to give it to God, give it to the Yavish, it means if it's going to be Kodesh B'Sich HaPesach, or if it's going to be Mizbash B'Sich HaPesach, but if it's not going to be Kodesh B'Sich HaPesach, then we don't have to be Machmir. The same thing, I mean the same child. All right, then he says, Abo, Now, why doesn't the Mechaber mention? The answer is because the Mechaber does mention the Shite of Chedor Niyah. So that's the case where we know. But here in this case, we don't even know. There is a possibility that there is Pirurei Chomet in the Melach. Not that it's certain. So Memele, according to the Mechaber, we don't have to be Machmir. So that's why the Mechaber says, that the Chabad says, Boso Yovish, you've been a little bit of a little bit of a but we don't know that there are Pirul. So it seems, now we're even according to the Shite that we say Chedor Niyah, but it's only the Rabbonot. And this is Sofik, after all, we don't know whether there are Pirul, so it might be there are no Pirul in the Melach. So the Melech is Muta. So the Ramon says, the Kish Machmirim, in other words, according to the Shite that we do say Chedor Niyah. We do say Chedor Niyah, or as the Rabbi says, because the Achish is for the Shite for us. So Melech, so even in this case, even in this case, we have to be chesed, because of the possibility, maybe they are pirurim, and if they are pirurim, and then on Pesach it will be kavush, so, and then according to the Rosh, there will be no people. Because those pirulim, if they are pirulim, will certainly give a time of mashu in the tafshir. If it would be covered with a hafesa, how to be mizbah. Right, then it says the Ramo, Avo. Now what does that mean?
That he washed it off.
If he reads that three times, so then if there are any pirulim, so then it will be removed by rinsing it three times. The whole reason as to why we are machmir is because of the possibility maybe there are pirulim. But if he rinses it very well, so then if there are any pirulim, so then those pirulim will be removed. The Mogavro mentioned that there is a chumre not to rely on Adoche, but to make Shriya, in other words, because many times if there are any pirulim, so Adoche will not remove it, where the Shriya will remove it. But that's the purpose of the Hadoche or of the Shriya, to remove the Perul. What is it? That's right.
No,
if you know, yeah, that's right. Venus not. Because the Mogavrom says that there is Venus not, because anything that is not a Derech to be Madiach, so we can not allow the Hadoche to rely on the Hadoche, because maybe he will not make Hadoche. So in other words, so when can we rely on Adoche? Which form is it is something that is the derech of people to be Madiach? All right. So in other words, so it's a question of Vitiyah. In other words, suppose it is the derech to be Madiach, Gvina also, so then it's Muta. In other words, the claw is that we can rely on Adoche if it is something where the custom is to be Madiach. But if it is something that usually people are not Madiach, so then we cannot rely on Adoche because of the derech, maybe. If we let him do it, we use it with Adoche, maybe he will use it without Adoche. All right. Go ahead, Nu. That's interesting. So there is very, very minute particles in it, inside. So we may use Adoche. So that works because it will not remove if there are any perurim in the inside, so it will not be removed. Ein Rashi, Boche Tayyibayshi. That's the same thing. Is it there, right? What does it mean with there that Ein Lachmer Beiru? In other words, suppose he did cook it. He cooked it and he cannot be postponed till after Pesach. Now let's say today, it wouldn't be a Derech. Because today we can put it in the freezer, so it's not considered a Derech. But when does Ramo say the Eved in Achmir, in other words, if he already cooked it, and let's say, if he keeps it till after Pesach, so then it becomes spoiled, so maybe it's considered the Eved, and then he's allowed. All right. The Shumen? The Shumen Mutach means it's hot Shumen. So then it's also Midine. Why? Because since he puts it in the Kli Chomei, So and it's hot. So Mele, the Kli Chometz will be Masri, and it will be Nivra in the Shumet. So then it's also Medina, not Medina Shumet. In Loi, in other words, so any shuman that was poured, that means hot shuman, in a chli chometz is al pidin also, not on the basis of chumah, it's also, except if he was careful in two things, then it's muta, in other words, but if he was not careful in these two things, so it's also in the other, al pidin. What two things does he have to be careful? First of all, that in the preparation of the shumen, surely he should be careful from chometz. In other words, when he prepares the shumen, so no chometz should be handled by him. Because if he wasn't careful at the time of the preparation of the shumen from chometz, so then there's the possibility that something really got into it. That's one thing. And then that he should not pour it in a chometz dikekele, he should be sure. In other words, he should be absolutely certain that it was not poured in a chometz kekele v'yeinu. In other words, usually we say stam kelim, in a v'yeinu. But that the chometz we are machmir, we cannot rely We cannot rely on the halacha of some came in Yemen. So there are two pshatim. Some say that it's only a mina, the chomer. In other words, mikra b'dine, we can rely on the chomer on the halacha of some came in Yemen as we can rely by other issues. But then there is one pshat that Amor mentioned, that Amin Amodavro mentioned. So that this is mitzvah medina that we cannot rely. In other words, mitzvah adin, we cannot rely on the chomis b'kekelim and the aloche and the presumption of something in the Yemen. Why? Because there is one pshat merishayim that the reason as to why we say something in the Yemen is because there is a spectator. Maybe it was not mishtamish hayeh. And even if it was mishtamish hayeh, so maybe it was mishtamish bidobar hafeh in the earth. You see, there are certain things. Now, if the kele is in the ear of the Yemon, then it's always mishtamish down. Even though the tashil shall live there, that was cooked in it, is in 18 town mishpach there. But if 24 hours expired from the time that say that the Yisrael was full, then it will be then when the Heter is cooked in it. So the time of the day that will give the time is down. The time is down. But there are certain things where the Ben itself gives the time is down. The Ben itself. So mainly every stop killer. So it's presumed to be an interview on its Musa. Why? Because of his best. First of all, maybe no initiality, some came out of the God. So maybe it was not Ishtamish Bialy. Maybe the Israel was Ishtamish 24 hours before. So then, no matter what kind of Ishtamish was cooked in it, it's still done. Because if it was cooked 24 hours before, and assuming that it wasn't cooked 24 hours before, assuming that it was cooked within the 24 hours, there is a possibility that food which was cooked was taken there. There are certain things that give it some problem at the very outset. Even the things that give it some mishpach at the very outset, so after 24 hours, it will be with them. But certain foods will give it some with them at the very outset. So we may not be that possibility. So that is Shayach, Ligabi Tam Kelim. But Ligabi Chomet, so it seems, so the dairies that are used for Chomet, so who go main on these new dairies? So then we have only one topic. We have only one topic. So maybe according to that pshat in the book of Rome, so the reason as to why we don't rely on Tam Kelim the Yemen Ligabi Chomet Kelim is Nishan Dine, not because of Chomet. So in other words, so there are two shittes. One shitte is that mitzvah b'dine we can rely on something in the Yemon even without the chomet. And the other shitte is that mitzvah b'dine we cannot rely on the halacha of something in the Yemon without the chomet. All right. Because Rav Agderes, you see, the other Agderes in which you cook certain tafshilin, so it might be paid in at the very outset. Mashein chain, the beers that are used for chomet. So in other words, chomet, whatever is chomet food, usually is mashbiach at the very outset. There's a mitzvah. There's the chomet because food tafshilin are mashbiach at the very outset. Other tafshilin, shall we say, can be paid in at the very outset. Mashein chain, the chomet because tafshilin are usually mashbiach at the very outset. So we have only one topic. What's the topic? The topic is, maybe it was not cooked, it's maybe tabi yemeh.
So
why
can you say maybe even b'nizben
yamot
not wasn't cooked with
the chomet? No. Chomet
wasn't cooked.
No, it is chomet. We know it's chomet b'kekeyim. Now, so we say, so b'shumen, so in other words, so shumen mutab dich lichomet, so rosa medine, except if we are careful in two things, in regard to these two things. First of all, that we are careful not to handle the chomet in the course of the preparation of the shumen. Because if we are not careful, so then there is a possibility that some pirurim of chomet got into it. And then that we are certain that the Kli Chomei was definitely not the Eimer. But Stam, if it's Stam, then it's off. All right. Now, the Chaim told the Lord, go ahead. Now, so then the Rambam says anything in which anything that was mizbashel before Pesach, let's say before Pesach, a few days before Pesach, you cooked a certain food for in a chomedik akeira, so then it is off. Now that itself is stolen machmei Rishenim, because according to the Rishenim, who say that chomet is considered a tira bola before Pesach, so mele and regarding a tira bola we have a din of magbanah, the tira is muter, magbanah the tira is muter. So mele, so it should follow that he is lefei, that lefei certainly according to Rashi's pshat in magbanah in chul, that even not only dogim shol bitaro, bitaro shall go to his muter walk on the Pesach. But even though it can be bashlu, this day or shall bosso is mutal mutal reoch on the kuta. So then it should follow that if let's say you had a chomistic path, and in that path you cook something that is chomist, then you cook while it was in the game, within the same 24 hours, that the chomist was cooked. So you cook the paper the getafshio. So it should be muta, because the chomet, certainly according to Rashi. So the chomet gave the time of chomet, the chomet of the Tashu gave the time of chomet in the Deiro, and then when we cook the Seyefu sauce for Pesach in the same Deiro, so the Deiro gave the time in the apple sauce. So the apple sauce would be the nation time by nation time the Deiro. It should be muta, according to the Seyefu. The dogim shall all be called Shabbos on Mutalach with the Pesach. But dogim shall be bashed with the Deiro, if Deiro Shabbos all is also bashed with the Pesach. Not right, because then there is a real Bria, a Bria is more of not banal the Deiro, that's not that. So even according to the Pesach, that the real Bria is more of not banal, is not there, so it's only not from the Rabbonon, but with the Raiche, it's certainly Mutalach. So Mimele, according to the Shittet, according to the Rambam Shittet, the Chomet Tirem HaPesach has a din of Tirem Bola, so it follows that with the Raise, if you cook, let's say, you cook in a Chomet Bikes Pach, a Binyin, a certain Tafshil, whatever you cook in it, so it's Mut. If you cook in a Chomet Bikes Pach, a Binyin, a Bifopet, so there is Mut on the Raise, definitely.
No,
so the meat gave it time in the Deiro, and then the Deiro gave it time in the apple sauce. So what does the apple sauce represent? Nathan time by Nathan time, the Deiro. A derivative time of Bosso. That's not by not the Deiro. A derivative time of Bosso. So you're not allowed to eat that apple sauce with milk. Why? Because with Rabon, a derivative time of Heter is also. Except if the doggy was cooked in the paralipa, and then you put it in the play, the flesh get laid while it was in the hot state. So then it was also the way of the Bria was not a Bria Gmure. So the derivative time of Heter that is not a Bria Gmure, that is Mutra to be eaten the Kutra. You see, that's the issue. So Mamela, according to Tate, so even if we that Chomet Pidma Pesach in the Tehre Bola, it would still be Oseach. Oseach how with Rabbonon? It would be Oseach with Rabbonon. Now, there are more Pashtuns like Tehre, that not Banat Der Tere, in the real life, who is the only dogging show, all the commercial of Bosso in Black and Tita. But dogging show is back to the commercial of Bosso, is also Black and Tita. But the Ramon Pastor, that he sees a Nag Banat, is a combination of Nag Banat and in this time of God, after his life, then it's Mutter of Hatzile. So then it's Mutter of Ibn with Hatzile. So in Mele, according to the Shite, that Chomet Kedem HaPetach has a deal of Tirebola, so it should follow that it should be Mutter of Hatzile before Pesach, to cook Kitach Shil for Pesach in a Chomet Kitach, where if 24 hours has already expired. Let's say, if you cook chomet in the past, let's say, 3 days before Pesach, and then you want the Erev Pesach to cook in it a certain tafshil for Pesach, so it's already an Eni B'Yemek. And it's an Adva Nade Atere. And Adva Nade Atere, there is Rabo Paskin, Adva Nade Atere in an Eni B'Yemek is Muta L'Chatzile. Is Muta L'Chatzile. So it should be Muta. But the Rabo says, וכן תולדובו שמבשלים בכלי חומץ כיין מבוש ומתחת וכדומה, אוסו בפתח, even if it was מבשל in a חומץ כאילו, that was an alien. Why? Because apparently the Ramo Paskin, that חומץ כאילו מהפתח, is איסורבולה. איסורבולה. So then he says, אבל יום תפאחי, יש לו הוכו בי. In other words, if you cook a tafshil for Pesach. Before Pesach, you cook the tafshil for Pesach in the Chomet Kepat. That was an Eni B'Yemek. And you intend to eat it and Achnis of Pesach. That's all right. So, why is it all right? In other words, so, not only if you cook that in an Eni B'Yemek, if you cook in Istamkir, So it's all right. Why? Because, as I mentioned, so according to the Taz, the Pshat is that it's only Mutar B'Yom Tev Shel Achen, Anachen Shel Pesach, it can be Anachen Shel Pesach, only if it is Stam Kel. So then we say Stam Kel in Meyom Neyema. So in Meyom Neyema it is Mutar. But truly, God in Pesach, we are Machmi and we don't rely on Stam Kel in Meyema, isn't there? If you cook in Stamkir, so it's all right. Why? Because, as I mentioned, so according to the child, the Pshati, that it's only Mutar B'Yom Tev Shel Achen, and Achen Shel Pesach, it can be Achen Shel Pesach, only if it is Stamkir. So then you say Stamkir in the name of the name. And the name of the name is Mutar. But here is other things that we are not here in the July, and something in the middle of it, so we do rely on the general aloha of something in the middle of it. But suppose we know that the tafshil was cooked in the Chomet Ketele, and that the Chomet Ketele was in the middle, so then, according to the Taz, we are not allowed to eat it even on Yom Tevach, even on Yom Tevach. Why? Because we have to be chayshish for the shittes of the sheni, that chomet is isurebola. So the mele, if chomet is isurebola, so how can we eat an achet shel pesach, something that was cooked in the chomet that came in the yeme? So it's a real issue. If the bottle shchuto was cooked, was already cooked in a very shetele, So then we say, Sam came in the Amon, and then we presume that the Israelites, that the girl cooked in it, so it was more than 24 hours prior to this cooking. So the Israelites got the Achis of Pesach, that we also rely on Sam came in the Amon. But I'm saying that itself, we are Machia, but we have the Achis of Pesach, we're not Machia. However, if we know that it was the beginning, so then it's also to be eaten even Achis of Pesach. That's a pshat according to the time. So in other words, according to the time, when we say, I will not have Achim Ishmael Hockelgate, so the only Kula beyond the Achim is that we can rely on some children in the Malay. That's all. But if we know that it was cooked in the Chomet to be killed in Yemei, then it's also, even Achim for that. However, the Goyet and the Mavrov, they both hold that even if we know that the Kehler was a B.A.M.A., that the Kehler was a B.A.M.A., so we still can need a Drachis of Pesach. Why? Because the Amen Abishayim would say that it's a terrible. So too, the Abishayim would say that Chomet Kehler of Pesach is a terrible. So the job in the first 7 days of Pesach was the question of where the Chaisim is involved. So we have to be Chaisim for the Shibbetz Abishayim, maybe Chomet Kehler of Pesach is a terrible. So if it's a terrible, But we got the Achish of Pesach, so then we rely on the Shibbetz of Hashem that Chomet Kehler of Pesach is a Kehler Bola, so the Melech is Mutar the Achish of Pesach.
The law holds that the Dan Kehler are the Yomer and not the Yomer on Pesach.
So he said before, Bishop Yisichor, he said before, Chomet came to Yilmot. In other words, Shumen Yehuta before Chomet is only Muta if we know, with absolute certainty, that it was not in Yilmot, but if it's Tami Tosh. The question is, why is it not there? Is it not only with that Chumre or Meishchad Yisile regarding Tesher? We cannot rely on Tami Tosh in Yilmot. That's two shot in the Mogavot. All right. Now, you see, the Nafkimine between the Tash Shas and the Gorin Shas and the Mogavon Shas is in regard to the question of whether you must on Pesach subject an oven to a living Gomel or a living cow is enough. So, of course, the Rabot passes in so many words that you have to subject it to a living Gomel. But according to the Mogavon Shas and the Gorin Shas, that when the Rambam says that we don't have Achim Yesh Lehokelbei, so he has reference even to a case where we know that the Tashir was cooked in the Chomet Kehele, in the Chomet Kehele, that was the Ben Yemei, so we still would say, why? Because Lizabi the Rabbanon, we rely on the Shittes of Hashemim, that Chomet Kehele Mapesach is a Terebola. Now, by a Terebola, so we do not require a living Gomo. A living cow is enough. Now, for example, let's say if you bake milchit in the oven, and then you want to bake something that is placed in the oven. So you have to kasher the oven. But how do you have to kasher it? Not to a living Gomo, a living cow is enough. Because if you bake milchit, so that's a Terebola. A Terebola, it's a medium stashmish in the area, so the halacha is that it can be kasher even to our door. So even a living cow is not necessary, but a living cow is a chule in a terebola. Masha'in came in surebola, so then the halacha is that in order to kasher it, to kasher the oven, you must object it to a living domo. Living cow is not enough. So now the Rambam says, in the further sense, that you have to subject it to a living gomel, is the oven. But the oven that was used in the course of the year for Chomet. But according to the Goyim and the Mogavon, it will follow that when does the Rambam say that we have to subject the oven to a living gomel? If, let's say, you bake Chomet, let's say, every Pesach in the morning. You bake Chomet very early in the morning. So then you have to use it within 24 hours. So it's a question of the Raise. So where a question of the Raise is involved, we cannot rely on the Jesus of Hashem in the Chomet Kehele Pesach in the Terebola. Masha'in came in, if the last time you used the oven for Chomet was a few days before Pesach, So when you are going to use it for Pesach, when you're going to bake something for Pesach, then it will be already more than 24 hours since the chametz was baked next. So then it's only involves a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So when it involves only mitzvah d'rabbanon, so it's like we got the achish of Pesach. So according to the Mogen Avraham and according to the Goyim, we can rely on the living cow. However, according to the Shas, so the Ramah passes, when the Ramah is only matzah d'abiyut v'achay in regard to Tam Kelim. But if we know that it was a chometz kekele even in May, so then it's also the Yisrael need more lachem for Pesach. Why? Because we passed from the Tishu Rebola, we passed according to the Shas, so we passed from the Tishu Rebola even in regard to lachem for Pesach, even in regard to a matter that involves only the Rabbah. So the Melech will follow. That was when the Rabbah says that the oven that was used for chometz must be subjected to living gomo. So he has reference even to a case where the oven was not used for more than 24 hours. So even in such a case, it must be subjected to living gomo. Alright. Rabbi. So in other words, what does it mean? Instead of mashu, that is delicious. It's delicious. So in other words, let's say shume muta. So shume muta, if we comment, is also a medine. But suppose, if he didn't exercise his care to make sure that no comment was handled by those who prepare the shume, and if he is not sure that the kele was an irbelime, so then the shume Mehuteach is oteach, so that Shimon Mehuteach is oteach. The Shimon there, Mashiach is supposed that Shimon Mehuteach, which was poured in a Kli Chometz, and we're not sure as to whether it was in the Eli or not in the Eli. A Mashu of that Shimon was Nisari in some Tafshi of Pesach, and the Rishishim in the Tafshi neged that particle of Shimon that fell into it, so then it's Mehuteach. Why? Because two is after the mashu. But after all, here we don't know. It's not a vadai that the shume mutach is osea. It's a chshoshe. Maybe since the people who prepare the shume were not careful in keeping away from chometz, maybe some terurim of chometz fell into it. So it's only a chshoshe. So in the case where a mashu of the shume fell into the tafshi of Pesach, so then it's mutach. Alright.
Yes, Mahmoud. We started the Chomet Yayin in the Menopar Shonah, the Hashim and Shem are not involved in Hanish or in Asunda, who were common yet for Pirur 11. From the Chomet Yayin, the Chomet Yayin was to be more easily Mahmoud.
Now, so what do you say? In other words, that we should not, if you have wine vinegar, that you use in the course of the year, so you should not use it for Pesach. Why? Because many times, let's say, but it's possible, even though he's not aware of this having happened, but it's still possible that, let's say, after he finished the meal in the course of the year and there was chametz, so then some vinegar was left in its place, so he poured it back into the barrel where he keeps the wine vinegar. And in that vinegar that was left in the place, there might be some terurim of chometz. Because he knows, but maybe it happened. So because of that, he's not allowed to say it's only a chshoshe. Still, in other words, after all, what would be the yisah? The yisah would be mashu, a chshoshe of mash. So we are machmir even in regard to a chshoshe of mash. So he says, uvinchem yisayim yishichim yisayim motzum yirish machmirim b'zeh. Why? Because if there is if chemetz yayin is motzu, so there is enough chemetz yayin, so it doesn't involve any hardship. But if the chemetz yayin, where chemetz yayin is not motzu, so if he is not allowed, if he cannot use that chemetz, so then it will be a hardship for him. So in case of hardship, we don't have to be chemetz. After all, it's not vaday mashu, it's a chshoshe of mashu. So in case of hardship, so we don't have to be chishish for a chashot of man. Then he says further, all right, no, wait this much, yeah? So the Malo is Miyayim
the
Chaymet.
The
Malo
is Miyayim
the Chaymet. So that is also based upon the same reason. In other words, that within 30 days of faith there, you should not draw with the Kli Chometz from the Yayin. Why? Even though it appears to him that the Kli Chometz with which he wants to draw the wine or wine vinegar is weak. He doesn't see any stain on it. So within 30 days he should not do it. Why? Because maybe there is a tiny particle of Chometz, there is a very small grease of Chometz, and he doesn't see it. And he doesn't see it. Oh, so why? Why that day within 30 days? So he should never be allowed. So the answer is, now what will happen? Suppose there is this slight particle of Chometz. Now he will draw with that Kele, he will draw some wine. He'll fill up that Kele with wine. And then he'll use that wine for what? For Pesach. So maybe in that wine that people will fall in. That people will fall in. Now, of course, it is before Pesach, but we are Cheshes. We are quite Cheshes in regard to Yomit, we are Cheshes for the Kisei of Cheshes. Whether according to the Mogavon chap that we are Cheshes for the Shittes of the Shemini, that is deep Cheshes of the year, or as the Rabbi says, because then if there is Bishul, so we have to be Cheshes for the Rosh Shittes. And so not only if there is Bishul, if there is Kodesh also, and here there is going to be Kodesh, it's a Belalach, so there is going to be Kodesh for 24 hours. So the male is to give the time of Mashu in the wife. So why that Shleishim? So the answer is, if it's more than Shleishim prior to Pesach, so when Pesach comes, that Piro will be so hardened that it will not be capable of giving the time of Mashu in the wife. That's the reason. Now,
it should be 2 months.
Oh, that's the cash. That's the year. Then he says, V'amei Tiyonim. Oh, so in other words, because that's all, he doesn't see any Pirulim in that Kelet. He sees that it's green. So he doesn't, that's a Becheshet, so if there is any hardship, we mock him, Shinyayim, the Chemes Motsu, where there is any hardship, so he doesn't, that's a Becheshet for it. All right. Now, then he says, Chobit Yayim. Now, so the Tad is raised on the Ramor. The Ramor says here that it's mutter if it's more than 2 months. It's more than 2 months. The Tad says as long as it's more than 30 days. So, as long as it's more than 30 days, so then we don't have to raise it. Because even if it falls in, let's say a particle of that process will fall into the wine, so it will be so hard that it will be incapable of giving any time, not even a time of Mashu, it will be like stone. So it will be incapable of giving the time Mashu in the wine. So the task says, as long as it's more than 30 days. So the same as in the previous thing. However, there are more, so in the previous deen he himself says, Teich Shleishim with Pesach. And in this deen he says, that's the Teich Shnei Chadoshim. Why? So it's a question of Mitzias, apparently. In other words, a Piro of Chometz Beer, you're not afraid when he's Mimale, Yayin Zechemet, Yayin, Bichli Chometz, so we're not afraid of Bote. Bote couldn't be there in that case. Unless it is a Kele that is used for Rishi. But otherwise, there couldn't be Bosik in that Kele. What could there be? The Rubim of Chometz. Of a Tafshir of Chometz, there could be a tiny particle that he doesn't see. Or grease of a Tafshir, a tiny particle of grease of Chometz. But what figure couldn't be. So in order that Pirurim should be able to give it up, so it must be within 30 days. But if 30 days has expired, so then it becomes so hardy that it's incapable of giving it up. But what if the Ramo hold could give it up even after 30 days? But it couldn't give it up even what if, when it's holding, couldn't give it up after 2 months. So it's an year of this year. Right.
Yeah,
it's not holding Now what is our head? Now you see, Miducho is something that is used to duchke fudeha. Now there is a aloche in the day that the double habit. Like this, the general rule is that ain't brie and ain't written thing. That's the general rule. But there is an exception. In other words, if there is a combination of duchke vitakine, not dachke takine, any day, pressure, a lot of rubbing of one instrument against the other, if there is a combination of duchke and dovahar, then there is three independent. There is three and three independent. Now, suppose you grind garlic in the mortar. So then garlic is dovahar, and you grind it. So if you just keep a garlic in the mortar, in the kelet, then it doesn't matter. Because the devacharis cannot be mavliya, cannot be mavlik. Even the devacharis cannot be mavliya, cannot be mavlik. But a devacharis can be mavliya, if some rubbing, some pressure is applied. So let's say if you grind garlic in the kelet, So then that Kaler will absorb the garlic. Will absorb the garlic. In other words, anything that is harvest, and if it was applied to their heart, so it can be lovely, it can be mostly even the same. Now, Melach is a double harvest. Melach is a double harvest. So if, let's say, you took lumps of Melach, and you ground the lumps of Melach in the Miduchah of Chomet. Now Miduchah means a Miduchah of Chomet. So in other words, so that Miduchah, even though it was used in the cold state, but the Dvorim Harifim of Chomet gave, let's say, some spices, Chomet get spices. And so the Dvorim Harifim of Chomet were Mavriya in the Miduche. And then if you take Melach, lumps of Melach, and you grind the lumps of Melach in the same Miduche, so the Duchke of the grinding together with the Chifes of the Melach will be Mavriya, the Chomet, from the Miduche. From the Miduche, and the Miduche heavily of Chomet, because it was used for Chomet in the part of the year, and for Duchke. So even though it was used in the cold state, it was still Mavriya. Because Dova Harim's Alidei Deichak can be Mavriya. So the Miduche has in it a Bria of Chomet. Now, if you were to grind lumps of Chomet in the same Miduche, so the Melach would become Oter, because the Miduche would the grinding, through the duchke, would be mafli the bias chomet from the miduche, and that would be absorbed into the melach. So melech it would be okay. But the mechaber has reference to a case where you just placed melech in the miduche. You didn't grind it. So melech, what is there? There is just chivet melech without duchke. Chivet. The Vahari without Duchke cannot be Mavri. Only when you have a combination of the Vahari and Duchke. All right.
Rabbi, why is Rav Moshe Mishunai in the mountain
with
Tzomet?
That's
not the reason. The reason is because
there's
no
look. No, because there is another halacha. Moriah Harei Tzomiteyah. So true. If you see, if there is no joke there, so Mimela, there couldn't be any place from the Miduche, the Briyas could not be misled on the score of the Dovahari. Why? Because there is no joke. And the Dovahari cannot be masked if it is not coupled with joke. But there is another Aloche, Moriah Hari is Riteya. Now, Melach itself certainly has the same dealing as Moriah. I mean, something that was sorted with the Melach. Has a din of Kiteya. So the Melach itself certainly has a din of Kiteya. Now, so let the Riteya of the Melach, the Riteya of the Melach, be mafli. The Chometz from Yuche. So the answer is, as far as the Aloche of Moriah Harei Kiteya is concerned, so we say with Michal Kelim, Moriah is only Kiteya to be Mavriah. But Moriah is not Kiteya to be Mavri. That's why. So that's what it says. So Melach is some of the Chometz only a better. We should be Mavri. We say that. She is Mavri. Yes.
How come before it's been saying by what the knowledge can bring them going to the middle of the first is for the ruling of Chomet, not to the end that they have been with the...
No, because there was Kovosh in the Tia. Mm-hmm. But before Pesach, it's Muter, even according to the Drisha Shite and the Monavron Shite, that Kovosh Bitsia and the Shia of Shiala Leishia Piyach. So it can be mastered also. But in as much as it was shown the Mayim, so the Mayim was the battle, the Kiyah Hatiyah. So, but in Mashu it still can be mastered. So that's why the Pesach it was also, you see. But before Pesach it was not also. Because in the Mayim was the battle of Kiyah Hatiyah. And Mashu the Lili, even though the Mayim was the battle. Because there was Tia. But here we are talking without Tia, just floats of Melech. Without any fear. There, you see, when you put there, so when you put the Bosor HaMeruach, when you put it in the Kele, so some juice comes out from the Bosor, and that is mixed with the Melech, so it kills more. So Melech and fear can be mixed with the Melech. Even when it is mixed with water, it can be mixed with the Melech. All right, now next week, no? Now what is now? First of all, this Mechaber is based upon the Shikeh. The base there does not have a din of the Vacharis, because there is a Shikeh for the Shemim. The base there has a din of the Vacharis, because the base there is Tzal. So it has a din of the Vacharis. Now the Machlech HaShemim on that. So this Mechaber is in line with the Shikeh, the base there, unlike food, does not have the din of the Lachari. So the Meir, since he does not have the din of the Lachari, so even though you ground the base there, before Pesach, in Miduchet Michumote, and the Miduchet Michumote have a Briyeh of Chomet, but when you ground the base there, the unlike food, in that Miduchet Michumote, so there was no place there. Why was there no place there? Because it's Briyeh Beche, but no Dabacharis. In other words, in order to have Briyeh, in order to have Briyeh, we must have a combination of two things. Dabacharis and Duchke. So in other words, so in three worlds, we have Dabacharis, but we do not have Duchke. So that's why it's Mutter. Now, in Sif Zion, so we have Duchke, but we don't have Dabacharis. However, according to the Shemim, the base there has a din of the Lachari, so then they would say that it's also not for the Pesach, because when you grind the base there, so then Adav Duchke the Minuche, so the Briyah Chometz will be flat, and that will be absorbed by the base there, so you will be allowed to eat it. And then so the Mechaber is based upon the Shiteh, the Sikh Zion is based upon the Shiteh, the base there does not have a din of Lachari. So again, the Ramot says, Mishum,
you should name a טוב אפשר שיש לאחד מהם שם נגנות ישועות.
So we don't have to resort to any place. So then there is a the BM itself. All right. So that was if it was the Sarah with Tafsu, first of all, it's only a Shosh, and maybe there is Chomet HaDavu. After all, he didn't see that there was Chomet HaDavu. That was, if he saw there was Chomet HaDavu, so then we would say it's not there, even if it was the Sarah with Tafsu. But in the case where it appeared to him to be clean. But still, we are cautious because many times there is a Dover HaDavu, there is a Sham Yunus, Dover to attack him, and it's not clean. So, from the melee, in the case where it was inside of the top field, so then we don't have to be hasty.
Really?
Yes.
In a lot of times, now we do have Mendoza, so Ramon just said, so but it's not about the horse, not about the main master, but now there is no place, so it's your master.
So what if it's not the Wahhabi? So if it had been a Dovaham, if it had been hot, so even though it's not a Wahhabi, so it would be Mahli. The only reason why it's not Mahli is because it's famous. Had it been hot, so even though it's not a Dovaham, so it would still be Mahli. Alright? Next piece, no? Now if they seem heavy in the Vahari. So it's heavy in the Vahari. Now, so if it had been cut with the sacking, the Shonoi, Homesic attacking, then it would become Ota. Then it's become Ota. Why would it become Ota? Because the Homesic attacking was the blue of Homes, and blue of Homes. So then when you take with that sacking, even though it's cold, so you take that sacking and you cut the olive from the melee, so it would be a bria. How much would be the bria? Now the bria would be today here. So why is the torter? The answer is since that's the beginning in Salisbury. In the day, since there are many hatiches made, so the melee, it becomes torter completely. Because every hatiche by itself is only a bria to the bria. But he doesn't make one hatiche, he makes many hatiche. So Mele, with one Hatiche, he was Mavriya Kedemi Tile. Then he made another Hatiche, another Kedemi Tile, another Hatiche, another Kedemi Tile. So Mele becomes Ota completely. That's the Aloha in Sinus Arigvei, so Shechotchi Dag Dag. Shechotchi Dag Dag. Now, and why do they become Ota? It's Mele, the answer is because they seem as one Harifi. And when you cut it with the Takin Shalisea, so then the Zuchke the Takineh plus the Dovachari. So with each cut, with each Hatiche, you are Mavriya Kedemi Tile. And you have many Hatiche, so maybe they become completely on. So if they can see Nizaru Lechot from the Takin Hadosho, yeah, Afilu Le Nizaru Lechot from the Dero Hadosho. So, So in the Tadash Rekulal. So if it's not a Bakemo, so then it's Futeret. Why is it Futeret? Because if it was Kibush, it was Kobush. But it was Kobush in what? In the name of Bakemo. So in other words, so through the Kobush, it was Masri. But what was it Masri? It was Masri the Tam Kobush. That's why it's Muta. But if, let's say, if it was caught in the Sakin Hadosho and then he soaked it in the Deiro Lishono, and the Deiro Lishono was Bakemo, so then it would become Muta. But in the case where we know that it was not a Bakemo, so even though it was Kobush, so the fact that it was Kobush was Mafri, But what did it match with? It was matched with example.
But
But the question is, how is it with Yovich Yovich? So there is one Shita Farishani, that Yovich, the Tavudas of Yovich Yovich, of Chomet, is the same like Chorizo. And it becomes Boko Chadit Rei. What does it mean Chadit Rei? If it's Mindy Mina, it becomes Chadit Rei.